As we've just been hearing, people in some industries are taking drugs to maximise their productivity at work, and this could impact their health. But what else about the workplace needs to be considered, and how will the world of work change in the future? Georgia spoke to Alan Hedge. He's the Professor of Ergonomics at Cornell University.
Ergonomics literally means the science of work. Most organisations don't optimise the workplace. Often equipment is not designed to give you the best performance, and often people don't work in the most efficient way.
Okay, so could you give me an example of how potentially your environment or your equipment might negatively affect a worker?
We're looking at the physical environment. We know that poor temperatures can actually lead to reductions in work performance. Then we know that poor spatial layouts can impact communication patterns between people, and that can reduce productivity. We also know that sitting people down all day long is now not a great idea, and neither is standing people up all day long.
So why is sitting down such a problem?
Sitting for too long undoubtedly is a problem. We know that in terms of what happens to your circulatory system. We know that in terms of what happens to the way that you process the calories that you eat or drink. We know that in terms of what happens to muscles and muscle strength. Your body is really designed to move. But likewise, standing up is equally problematic. We know that standing for too long increases risks of varicose veins, increases risks of carotid artery disease. So the key is don't sit all day, don't stand all day, mix it up.
And what other ways are there we can think about the design of a workplace that can improve the health of or the productivity of a worker?
When you think about designing a sort of optimal workplace, what you have to think about first of all is what are people doing? Then secondly, what equipment are they using? Now, these days, a lot of people can do work on portable devices. So if that's the case, those individuals don't necessarily need to have a dedicated desk. You can actually work in a much smaller footprint. What that means is that people go to work and it's like checking into a hotel. And so the trend that we are seeing in workplaces, at least here in the States, is to take that individual space and to take a chunk of that and create what we call a shared space that allows you to put different kinds of experiences into the building. So we're seeing more use of things like relaxation rooms in buildings where you can just go for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes just to de-stress a little bit before going back to the job that you're doing. And what you end up with at the end of the day are significant improvements in the health of individuals, and you also have significantly more movement.
Now, what about temperature? Obviously, here in the UK, it's starting to get pretty cold. So how can that affect performance, and what can we do about it?
We have done a lot of work looking at temperature in relation to how much work people do. And what we found is that often buildings are too cold for an optimal level of work for individuals. And ironically, here in the US, that's related to air conditioning in summertime. So we find that the optimal temperatures usually are in the range of 25 to 26 Celsius, which is often 4 to 6 degrees higher than people set their thermostats to.
Is it true as well that different people are comfortable at different temperatures?
It is true that different people are comfortable at different temperatures because the muscles generate a significant amount of body heat. And men, on average, have about 30% more muscle mass than women. So men typically are going to generate more heat. And there's also some evidence that it relates to the distribution of body fat. So yes, you do see these functional differences.
So if everyone's sort of running at different temperatures, how could we solve this with design or something like that?
One way is to create environments in which individual workspaces have their own temperature control. And indeed, at the moment, we're testing a small portable air conditioning unit that will actually provide about 4 to 6 degrees of cooling. So the advantage of looking at some kind of personal air conditioning system is that you can locally heat or cool the air and filter the air where the person's actually breathing the air. What we are working on at the moment are systems that use relatively little energy to actually achieve all of these things, you know, little more than the energy of just running a fan, whereas large cooling systems in buildings use a huge amount of energy. In the US, a third of all of our energy is expended just by cooling buildings.
Could you paint me a picture of the office of the future?
Technology is going to become part of every object that's in the office. We're going to have what we call intelligent walls or intelligent surfaces. There are a lot of projection technologies that let you actually interact with the computer system simply by making movements. We're definitely going to see more variety in the workspace. We're going to see more flexible work schedules, more personal monitoring, more wearable technology. If you just look at the growth in things like, you know, Apple Watch or the Fitbits or the Polar monitors or whatever it is, your activity trackers giving you information about your health status, we're definitely going to see more impact of wearables in the future. And the bottom line here is to try and extend the working life of individuals and also maintain their health.
Oh, good. So I'll be able to keep working until I'm 95.
That's very good for you. It's healthy for you. In fact, you know, nothing will speed up your atrophy like stopping working. And work doesn't have to necessarily be physically incredibly difficult. But if you look at many highly productive individuals, they are still working mentally at least into their 80s and 90s.
So there you go, George. And there's no early retirement for you anytime soon.
Yeah, good to know. I'll get about 2 weeks off the job before I die of old age. That was Alan Hedge, Professor of Ergonomics at Cornell University.